Pinkerton, like Reagan before him, Trump barnstorms the Bronx. By James P. Pinkerton on May 23, 2024. A Republican presidential challenger campaigning in the South Bronx against an inflation-ridden and unpopular Democratic incumbent. I've seen this show before. It was August 5, 1980, when Ronald Reagan, the GOP nominee against President Jimmy Carter, traveled to the troubled borough of New York City to deliver his message of Make America Great Again. Reagan had been encouraged by his ally, Representative Jack Kemp, RNY, to go to the inner city, there to preach the gospel of tax rate cuts, enterprise zones and overall hope. Reagan did just that, standing on the very spot where Carter had stood 3 years earlier, there to make unfulfilled pledges about an economic renaissance for the hood. I was a young and junior staffer on the Reagan campaign back then, and so I watched what I could on network TV and glanced at scraps of wire copy coming off the AP ticker. Nothing was digital back then. It was, for sure, a raucous scene, plenty of Bronx cheering. Relying on a microphone to make himself heard, Reagan shouted, "I can't do a damn thing for you if I don't get elected." Reagan persisted, calling out Carter's failure. "I have never seen anything that looked like this since London after the Blitz." Yes, in those days, some of the Bronx did look as if it had been bombed in wartime. That was Reagan's point. If the status quo was lousy, if the incumbent hadn't kept his promises, why vote to re-elect him? The media coverage of the event was, of course, negative. These were the days when the modifier mainstream was not used, because there was pretty much only big liberal media. Still, the New York Times headline captured at least some of the yeasty political dynamic that year. Reagan, in South Bronx, says Carter broke vow, raises voice above chants. Back at campaign HQ at 901 South Highland Street in Arlington, Virginia, we told ourselves that the Gipper would at least get credit for guts. He had gone into a Democratic lion's den, kept his cool, displayed some star power, delivered his positive message, and so he'd get credit with the country, if not with New Yorkers. We underestimated our man. In fact, Reagan carried New York State that November. In 1976, Carter had won the Empire State, and the Bronx had helped a lot, giving him a 142,000 vote margin. By contrast, in 1980, as he was losing the state, Carter's margin in the Bronx fell to just 95,000 votes. So now to 2024. 4 years ago, Donald Trump garnered a mere 16% of the vote in the Bronx as he lost the state by a wide margin. Nevertheless, Trump has been saying for months that he can win New York this year. Indeed, Time, Fate and Alvin Bragg have caused Trump to spend a lot more time in New York than he otherwise would have planned. Already, Trump's April visit to Harlem, where he shook hands with a crime victim who had fought back against a violent criminal, played well. Now today, it's not hard to find Trump curiosity in the Bronx. Indeed, a New York-only Siena poll from this month finds that by a 52-37 margin, New Yorkers feel their state is going in the wrong direction. A clear majority express concern about worsening crime, and a thumping 79% regard the immigration crisis as serious. So while the polls showed Joe Biden ahead of Trump, 47-38, if the incumbent is below 50, the challenger has some potential. Of course, it's not just what Trump is doing. It's what Biden is doing, or not doing. Notably, the 46th president is weak among non-whites. The nationwide Siena poll from mid-May found Biden with just 63% of the black vote, and intensity, murky. To beef up those numbers, the Biden-Harris campaign has staged many black-themed events. And yet just on May 15, Politico's Playbook newsletter worried about the conventionality of the outreach. The writers explained that the campaign leans heavily on a civil rights focus that might not be especially relevant to the young and politically unengaged voters who are dissatisfied with Biden and flirting with other candidates. There's the rub: younger blacks, unsurprisingly, are less attuned to older leaders. These days, figures such as Charlemagne the God, Killer Mike, and yes, ye, Kanye West, are carving out their own destiny. In the meantime, comedian Dave Chappelle has ridiculed wokeness with energy. "Go to a black church and you don't see much patience with LGBTQIA+. Speaking of energy, Trump overflows. So, these next few months are going to be a wild ride, and the South Bronx is now part of Slalom.